Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The UN's top aid official says Lebanon is stabilizing, yet increasingly violent. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki explains.
On one hand, Lebanon entered a ceasefire with Israel after months of severe fighting between Hezbollah and Israel. There is a level of stability that we enjoy. On the other hand, this ceasefire is very harsh and very fragile.
At least 1.2 million people have been displaced. Heart for Lebanon is helping the most vulnerable, but resources are running low. Connect with us online to help Heart for Lebanon be the hands and feet of Jesus.
Heart for Lebanon is stretched very thin. Since this conflict began, we added more than 1,800 families to our monthly care package distribution.
And Life International is announcing a new partnership with the Anglican Church in Uganda. With 13 million members in 39 dioceses, the denomination has a significant voice in the country's religious dialogue. Life's Chris Rookus says Archbishop Stephen Gazimba wants his nation to share the Father's heart for life.
He basically wants to bring the journey of a life giver training, which is our core training, into all parts of Uganda.
The Church of Uganda has 13 to 15 million people attending services on any given week.
So their depth of reach is vast. It's a massive amount of people that they have connection with.
So please pray for the ministry of Life International.
The attack on the preborn in particular is massive everywhere we go, and it is the work of the enemy. So pray with us.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals. Click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.